T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I remember when I talked to y'all when I first got here, and I explained to everybody here that this offense, it takes a few years to get going. And part of that was we saw that in Kansas City, where it took a few years because not just the players that were coming in and drafting, but the scheme, them learning it and understanding it. And after about 3 or 4 years, it started really, really picking up and going. I feel like we're at that spot right now.
Okay.
It's always been something. They've always been at some stage of implementation of the scheme from which they have to draw back and put in a different scheme. It's all gobbledygook at this point.
It's just the 30th ranked scoring offense in the league.
Just don't screw up Justin Fields throughout all this. Whatever you're trying to do, just don't screw up Justin Fields. And if anybody listening who's in charge of the Bears thinks that this staff might be screwing up Justin Fields, replace him with somebody who won't, because that's really all that matters. And, yeah, the point is...
You trust him to hire that dude?
No. Ernie, of course, he will come in, and the animal on his head will hire that dude, and that'll be wrong, too. We love the analysis of Olin Krutz, so it's great to hear him immediately after the game when he's just watched it and he's in high dudgeon on the football after show on NBC Sports Chicago, being real with it.
How do we get to the point where we can have those drives, but have 3 or 4 of them in the game? Mm-hmm. Because when you step back and take a look at it, we scored 7 points in the first half, scored 7 points in the second half. Mm-hmm. And that's not going to be enough when you start talking about beating the good teams in this league. It's just not. So how do we put together fantastic drive? It was a fantastic drive. Justin, you see the ball coming out of you like that. He has a rifle on his arm. But how do we do this on a more consistent basis with the offense?
To Alex's point on how do you get more of those drives, it goes to the bigger point of, since Coach Nagy them have been here since the middle of 2018, they haven't been able to score points.
No.
Mm-hmm. So really what you're watching as this kid develops is this coaching staff the staff for Justin Fields? Can they match wits with the defense coordinator? Can they put him in positions to put the ball in the end zone? I didn't think they were creative enough today. Mm-hmm. I didn't think there were enough plays where he was out of the pocket, where they were designing shot plays to take advantage of what Justin Fields does well. As far as just Justin Fields goes, I mean, I think you have to like what you see out of his competitiveness, mm-hmm. when he's leading the team, out of his toughness. You think you might have found one at quarterback.
Yep.
And that is an important position, man. And to watch him, look, he made mistakes at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Can't take those sacks, take yourself out of field goal range when a field goal makes it a one possession game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that, right? You get to 24-17, give your defense a chance to stop them, which they didn't when they came in. I think Packers ended up with almost 160 yards rushing. But look, that kid makes you feel a little better, mm-hmm. about losing to a guy who's screaming at you, he owns you, whatever. You'd like to catch him somewhere and have him say that out loud to us, right? But just...
out loud.
Yeah, out loud. Say, boy, say that to me face to face instead of anyway, that the way Justin Fields competes, that was the G-rated version. The way Justin Fields competes, you appreciate it. You like it. You like what you see. The offense, and I know the Packers had guys out too. Offense severely, you know, tackle out. Rookie quarterback, two running backs out. A lot of guys missing. So Montgomery comes back. Fields continues to grow. You never know. Then it's on the coaching staff to find ways, like we've been saying since 2018, after week 14 against the Rams, find ways to put the ball in the end zone.
Sounds so easy. They just don't.
I have some new updated numbers for you.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
If you're talking about yards per game, we have a new worst offense in the NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, with an average of 246.2 yards per game, it is your Chicago Bears!
Congratulations.
But wait, there's more! If you're looking for the worst passing offense in the NFL, It is averaging 50 fewer yards than the Saints, who are next to them at 169. Nice. 0.4 yards per game at 117.2. That's right, 117.2 yards per game passing. Ugh. It is your Chicago Bears! And if you're still checking to see where they rank in points per game, well, the Jets are averaging 13.4 points per game. The Texans are next to last at 15.3. And then it's the Bears who drop their average down to 16.3.
All right.
So okay. We've got that going for us.
Good meeting. All right.
Which is nice.
To put a cap on this, let's hear Olin Krutz once again. After he had a night to sleep on it a little bit, he had already threatened violence against him. Say that to my face. Say that in front of us. We'll kill him. So, and by the way, the other voice you heard on the Football After Show was that of Alex Brown. This was this morning with Mully and Haw. Olin Krutz continuing to lament what is his central thesis.
When you watched Coach Nagy talk about his team year after year, what I mean postseason press conference 2018, 2019, 2020, you continue to ask the question, does he really know what's wrong with his team, right? He talks about the O-line, talks about the run game, he talks about finding the why, and you're sitting there watching these things and you just kind of say to yourself, does he know that he doesn't have enough explosive players, he doesn't put the ball in the end zone, does he know that his team's problem is scoring points? And that's what it has been for a while now, and then you hear him talk about, going to year 3 and 4 is when you really take a jump, right? Remember, he said that about his offense this year, that the Chiefs took a jump in year 3 and 4, and you go and you say, okay, I'm going to compare his offense to the Chiefs, and you say, well, he doesn't have Travis Kelce, he doesn't have Tyreek Hill, he doesn't even have a quarterback like Alex Smith, he doesn't have Mitchell Schwartz, he doesn't have Fisher. Anyway, you guys see where I'm going. When you hear him talk, you realize you're going to get to this point, that they were going to get to the point where they looked around and said to themselves, oh, you know what? Our problem is we can't score points, right? Now we're getting all the way to this, and it took them 3 years to figure it out, and you're just frustrated because from the outside looking in, you knew when they fired Harry Hiestand that their problem wasn't the offense line, that their problem wasn't the run game. You knew after every game when he said that he was completely wrong, that their problem was they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. Their problem was since Tariq Cohen has gone on injured reserve and we haven't heard or seen from him or heard anything about him, they haven't had a guy catch the ball and go 80 yards on a screen, on a slant pass, on a quick pass. They don't have enough explosive players.
Go Bears.
Oh, their screen game won't stop being bad. When in my lifetime will I see the Bears have an effective screen game?
I'm starting to envy teams who are running them well on second down. I feel like that's the perfect down.
Every other game I watch, somebody gets 14 yards on a screen pass. And the Bears just can't.
I feel like that is... I feel like that is 201, okay? Like, my main concern is just stop with all the empty sets. Like, you're not going to get the plays you want. You're not going to get the men downfield that you want. Like, stop thinking you're running, like, some sort of, like, sexy combo of, like, the run and shoot and BYU and air raid. Like, just stop it. Like, that's where I want to begin with, right? That's it. That's my, like, number one. And then, like, somewhere in, like, number 5 or 6 is... just screens in general.
How does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to punch him in his face.
And he's not kidding. And
the way he said it was so perfect.
It's so matter of fact.
And then he repeated it lower.
Well, he means it. And he knows he means it.
I like to punch him in his face.
Because there was a time when Olin would simply respond to that by punching someone in the face. That's not just a bit. He's saying, I would like to punch him in the face.
And we had one of those, by the way, yesterday in the NFL, the slap of the helmet. It
just, like, what does that accomplish?
How does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah, he didn't say slap him in his helmet. He said punch him in his face. Hub Arkush will give us his thoughts on everything next on Bears Monday on The Score.